Elijah. Denny and Oliver, you on this case?
A team that works so well in Brooklyn should not be broken up. Besides, I have experience of your world, such as your aversion to open spaces.
And I know nothing about Solaria.
Ask me.
Well, for a start, how big is it?
Solaria? 9,500 miles in diameter. Fertile areas, 30 million square miles. In climate and atmosphere resembling Earth.
Population?
20,000.
You mean 20 million, don't you?
20,000.
30 million square miles for 20,000 people.
Their expectation of life is not 90 years, partner, it's 350. Besides, they have the services of some 200 million positronic robots, but of course, you know that.
Oh, of course. Is this thing convertible? I mean, can it be made to slide back?
It can.
Then push it back, will you? I want to try. I want just a glimpse of the sky.
I cannot allow that, partner.
Daniil, if I arrive in Solaria with my Earth agoraphobia intact, I'll be at their mercy completely. Now, I can't be that vulnerable. I must prepare.
You must arrive, partner.
Look, I've got to test my resistance. It's probably no worse than a nightmare.
For you, Earthman?
I have to do my job, Daniil.
So do I. The answer is no.
Not Daniil Oliver, are you?
You know me.
Your name is R. Daniil Oliver. Robot Daniil Oliver.
I'm here for your protection, partner.
Really? And why the disguise?
A close association with a robot would lower your status with the Solarians. If they believe me to be human, it will help with your investigations. Besides, I'm not a Solarian robot, am I? I have eyes. You will recall I was made on Aurora.
I don't care why you were made. I order you as a robot.
As a robot, my first duty is to protect you. First law of robotics.
I order you to let me see the sky. I can't endure it. I must, for a short time.
Contact. We are landing.
Won't move my hand without hurting me, robot. Now it's to break my finger.
House specially built for you, partner Elijah.